This episode brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Oh, spinning.
There we go. Welcome in, everybody, to another episode of 410 Sports Talk. I'm James Haskell, along with my co-host Glenn Martin, and of course, DK in the background running the show. We're excited to be here on a Tuesday evening to talk Baltimore Ravens football. It is that slower time of the season, but it doesn't matter. There's still a ton to talk about. And while we talk about it and talk about our camp breakout or our battles, our breakout players and otherwise, we got to let you know where you can make some money and who's sponsoring the show. So talk to me about it, Glenn.
Absolutely. This show is brought to us by Bet Online. It's your number one source for all your sports betting needs this season, from baseball, golf, soccer, UFC, and boxing. Every stat, every matchup, even live odds and spreads while the games are being played. When the game's over, head over to the online casino, get in the hand of blackjack, some poker, or unwind to one of the over 150 slot games they have to offer. Head to the website today to get in on the action. Use promo code BLEAV, B-L-E-A-V, to get 50% bonus on your first deposit up to $250. Bet online. Game starts here.
Let's go. Speaking of starts here, we got a lot to talk about tonight. And Glenn, I'll leave it to you as far as dealer's choice. Where do you want to start? I know we've talked about a lot in preparation for this, but
Well, I want to talk about one of the most beloved Ravens chilling with the ops, Jimbo. Chilling with the ops. And I got to
go right here, huh?
I'm going right into it, and I need all Ravens fans' opinions. And I know we're still waiting and allowing people to kind of trickle in. But I look, maybe you call me, I don't know what you want to call me, too much of a homer, whatever. DK, can you put it up on the screen here and we can show the people what I'm talking about?
I can do a bat, man. I can't go there without no bat.
Yeah, which hand is supposed to go on?
You throw right?
I throw right.
Yeah. So
you're good. You go on my left?
Yeah.
Woo!
You gotta play baseball, E? Woo! All right, catch it.
Somebody.
I like that right there. What's up?
I'm good. How you doing?
Yeah, nice to meet you, bro.
Oh, we doing
so
good.
How you feeling right now, man?
Hold on.
I don't like it one bit. You put that jersey where it belongs.
In the trash compactor?
Yes. And your son? I have a huge problem with this, people. Huge problem with this, okay? Look.
Huh?
I don't mind so much Tavius Robinson, okay? Tavius Robinson's from Canada. Okay. They're the only Canadian baseball team. Okay. But Zay? You think you know a guy? I mean, come on. And look, he tweeted out, O's fans, hear me out. This don't change anything between us. Thanks to Blues. It might not change anything in your direction, Zay, but it might just in the opposite. Okay, look. This is the same. This is the equivalent. And look, DK makes a good point. It's not like he went to the Yankees. It's not like he went to the Red Sox. I'll give you that. So I'm not going to act like this is the equivalent of the Steelers and the Bungles. But I will say this. This is exactly like if Adley Rutschman and Gunnar Henderson went to the Browns training camp and were throwing the ball around. They're holding up Browns jerseys with Rutsch on the back, with Henderson on the back. They're signing autographs for Browns fans? Hell no. I got a huge problem with that, Jimbo. He should be with the O's, signing O's fans autographs with an O's jersey that says, you know, flowers on the back. What the hell is he doing in Canada hanging out with the Blue Jays?
Yeah, you know, I struggle with this one because I fundamentally agree with you. And if I were in his position, I think that I would be hesitant to do something like this. Tavius gets a bit of a pass to me. He's Canadian. I get it. However, I can also see how when you're a young man and the world at this short period in your life, the world is your oyster. You want to experience all of it. I bet you Toronto's super cool. I bet you the people were great. I bet you it was a great time. So I get all of that side of it as well. All that being said, I tend to lean more towards you. While I'm not as passionate about, I don't have as big of a beef with it. I would have a really big beef if some Oriole players were hanging out. Like if it were the other way around, like you explained it.
Right.
I'd be like, this is a problem.
Even if we find out Gunner is from a suburb in Ohio. Okay. I mean, see, here's the thing. Maybe I wouldn't have had as much problem if he didn't hold up the jersey, bruh. The Blue Jays jersey with his name on the back. Exactly, DK. Yes. Look at that.
All right. It changes things, right? It changes things.
He held up the jersey, bro. It really.
Yeah, he put it on. DK's like, he put it on.
He's taking pictures. He's signing on. I mean, look, I get going to the game. That was too much love, man.
Yeah, you know. That's a tough one. Like, for me, I'm the type of person that if you're not on my team, you're kind of dead to me anyway.
If you're not with us, you're against us.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Like, I'm probably too much like that to a fault. Like, my wife's like, why don't you join some running groups? And I'm like, why do I run around with the people I compete against?
I love that.
Why do I want to do that? Like, you know what I mean? I'll trail run with people because it's more of a communal thing. But if I'm road running, I don't want to run with you. Like, you know, that, but that's just, I'm probably too much like that. So I wouldn't do that if I were Zay, because I don't know if mentally I could be like, no, it's cool. Like, I just don't know if I can get there. That might be a caveman, like, you know, thing of me. Maybe I'm just not evolved enough, but I'm with you, Glenn. I'm with you for the most part. While not as passionate about it, I'm with you.
I mean, I think if it was just the playing ball.
Did he get
paid
a lot of money?
Zero.
Is there any chance? Are you sure?
I can't imagine he was paid.
I mean, it's not like they get a ton of guests up in Canada when it comes to the NFL.
Well, they should get every Canadian. Which is
mean, like, you know, I mean, what if they're like, look, Zay, we'll give you 10 grand, make an appearance.
There's no way he was on. Here's the thing. I didn't know him and Tavius were this good of friends. But what I take from is him and Tavius are friends. And he went with them to visit his hometown. Surprised, you know, because he's a Florida guy. And typically those Florida guys like to stick together, you know, stick with other Florida guys. But I guess he wanted to go up north and see what Canada was like. I didn't like the jersey, Jimbo.
Yeah, that's a problem.
That's the part that really, when I saw the, I'm like, oh, it had me fired up now. A couple days, I've been fired up. I think it came out a couple days ago. Oh, dude, just fired up, dude. And then DK, he kind of tried to put out some of my flames a little bit in the pre-show. But as you can see, the fire was raging once again.
The opposite effect.
Yeah, dude, it just got me more fired up. You know what I mean? Now, look, like DK said, he didn't go to the Yankees. If he would have held up a damn stinking ass Red Sox uniform with his name on the back, I would have been sick.
Would he have been dead to you?
Ooh, I mean, even in that video, he's such a lovable guy. You see what he's like? He's just silly. That smile. Oh, man, that's what really bothers me. It's Zay, not you, man.
Go ahead, Tavius. No problem.
Yeah, like, take somebody I don't like quite as much. You know? Not Zay, who's so easy to love and is just infectious personality. Like, I don't want any of the Canadian fans loving our guy. All right? That's our guy. Yes, and they are last in the division. Yes, they aren't doing so well. I think they're about to start trading off all their good players because it's that time of year. It's like 2 weeks before the deadline.
Yeah, so Glenn, let me ask you this question. Tanya brings up a point. She says, Glenn, he went with Tavius, so the dudes showed him love. What was he supposed to do? Like, not be a gracious guest?
No, he could have been a gracious guest. He could have held up that jersey even and put it down and put it in a bag and then never wore it.
I see her... The conundrum, though, right?
Yeah, like, because he's a nice guy. He probably didn't want to be like rude.
You know what I'm saying? And you're in somebody else's house. It's like somebody offers you food and you're like, nyeh.
Yeah. Or like an iced tea and then you sip it and you're like, ugh. And then you just hold it the rest of the time.
Dude, I got a really funny story. A long time ago, my wife and I were eating at a couple's house and this couple was, he was from Montana, big hunter. And we were eating pizza and it was homemade pizza, super good, right? had some sort of meat on there. I didn't ask what it was. It was good. It was some spiced meat, right? Like whatever. It's fine. Mm-hmm. I'm eating it, doing my thing. I'm smashing this pizza. And then like 30 seconds in, as I'm like destroying my pizza, he's like, oh, guess what meat that is? That's venison. That's deer. And Tanya immediately was like,
oh, cause she don't want.
Nope.
Why? Nope. Wait, cause would she watch Bambi as a kid?
No. She just doesn't like the idea of hunting. Like,
uh-oh.
Doesn't like it.
But this was before what we do to cows is pretty brutal.
Oh, for sure. I mean, that's more of
way
a motivator.
Worse than hunting.
That's more of a motivator that Tanya is eats like I do, you know, is primarily gosh, plant-based than anything, right? Like, cause she just doesn't like it. But yeah. That was just over. It was just funny to me. It made me think of that because she was like,
I don't care
about being gracious, not eating it. I think part of it just kind of grosses her out because she like sees them in the wild. It's like the seeing thing. Like you don't see it, so you don't think about it. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm, like if people saw how their meat was prepared, they might like.
Dude, I don't watch those videos, those documentaries. Yeah. I don't want to know, dude. Ignorance is bliss.
That's what I'm saying. You know what I mean? Like it's kind of one of those things.
No doubt. Now, DK said that he could have, Tavius could have just done the appearance by himself. Or he says, but maybe Tavius thought nobody would know who he was, so he brought Zay for some star power.
It's possible.
Could have been that. But look, in all seriousness, I mean, look, I get it. Tanja's right.
Strike one.
Tanja's right. But I just didn't like seeing it. It's my guy. It'd be the same thing. It would be Gunner. Like, that's how much I like Zay.
Right.
It's Gunner. If Gunner was trying to throw deep balls to Amari Cooper, I'd have a problem with it. Okay. I'd have a problem with it. And I'm just going to be a baby about it, but I still love some Zay and yeah, go O's. Boo the Toronto Blue Jays. But
I feel you.
All right. Now that I got that off my chest, I know we wanted to transition to talk about some of the other, you know, camp battles and just get a realistic look of what that opportunity is. Like how many typical spots do the Ravens keep at that position and how many guys are actually competing for it? Because it's funny, like you see headlines and, you know, you see names being thrown about this time of year. And it's oftentimes just people strictly trying to stir up and just come up with a news story in a time where it's a very dry news time. Because let's be honest, most of these guys, especially the back end of the roster guys, they ain't making this roster. And so when they talk about 5-6 guys at one position, they're probably all competing for one spot. And so I really wanted to kind of just really get some clarity on that. And I think the spot we're going to start here, Jimbo, if it's okay with you, is going to be offensive guard.
Let's do it.
And you know, of course, we lost our two starters of last season with Simpson going to the Jets and Zeitler. Where did he go? Did he go to the Lions?
Yes.
Is it the Lions? Okay. With Zeitler going to the Lions, it's two new starters. And one guy's a familiar face. The guy's been here for a little while. The other, while has been here for a while, have yet to see him on the field, is the two leaders in the clubhouse, and Andrew Voorhees and Ben Cleveland. But there's, of course, guys competing for that spot. So I'm going to give you a little historical data here, Jimbo. Yeah, and then you tell me what your, you know, kind of thought process is there. So last season, if I look at the depth chart, I'm using Our Lads as my guide because they have archived depth charts, which is awesome. So as of October 1st of last year, I'm not going to go all the way back because you know how it is with that first roster. There's almost always quick adjustments after that initial roster. So I'm going to go October 1st. They had John Simpson. Let's see. So they had Simpson. They had Sala. Then they had Zeitler. Then they had Cleveland. And then they had guys that I guess are – everyone else is really a mixed bag, like Patrick McCary, Daniel Fa'alele, Sam Mustafa. But as far as strictly guards, it was Simpson, Sala, Ben Cleveland, and Zeitler on the roster. And then the rest are really more of like versatile pieces, not strictly guards. So right now, Jimbo – on the roster.
Let's talk about it. What's up, Ing? What's up, Ing Raven?
Is he in the chat? What's going on,
sir?
Buddy? It's been a while, man. We gotta get up with Ing. It's been a little bit too long. But right now, listed as guards, Ben Cleveland, Tykeem Doss, Tayshaun Manning, Andrew Voorhees, Salah, and then McCarry, but we all know who McCarry is. So
yeah,
we had four dedicated guards. Right now, as dedicated guards, it's Cleveland, Doss, Manning, Voorhees, and Salah. Five dedicated guards. So with that being said, you have that roster in front of you?
Yeah, I got you.
Okay. How are you penciling this in, and who's really competing for what, Jimbo?
Oh, okay. So as far as, I mean, you kind of mentioned it, but as far as the guys that are, I kind of categorize it a little bit, like the locks, in my opinion, is a good place to start, because then it allows you to decide, okay, how many real openings there are. So
yep.
That makes sense. It's kind of where I'll start. Voorhees, yep. and Cleveland, in my mind, are locks at this point to make the team. Same thing with Salah. I'll count him in as a lock because sure. He was a draft pick. Generally, the Ravens don't give up on draft picks early. We heard good things about him last year, bad things about him last year, but I think it's fair to say that he's a lock. So those are my three locks. Is there anyone I'm missing as far as locks go?
I think that's your locks. I mean, I can't put Tykeem Doss as a lock. Can't put Tayshaun Manning as a lock. And those are the only other two. So, no, yeah, I think that's your three locks. And then the interesting thing is, is there any avenue for a guy like Tykeem Doss or Tayshaun Manning to make this team when in reality, like, because you're only going to really keep so many linemen. And with the versatility that Patrick McCarry brings, he can check a lot of boxes. You know they're going to keep Falele. I think that's a lock. Nick Samak is this year's Sam Mustafa in that he's the backup, the primary backup at center.
Yeah, I also wonder, what are you getting as far as feedback goes? That's what I was going to ask. Like, is there any chance he gets an opportunity to compete at the guard spot?
Samak? Yeah. I guess it's a little too early to tell.
You know what I mean? But that's another consideration that one can make at this point, right? Like, he might get an opportunity to throw his hat in the ring.
There's no doubt about it. And like you said, there's still always that outside chance. It's some guy that we may have currently penciled as a tackle, like Daniel Falele, could transition. Like we saw him have opportunities in camp last year and even early parts of the offseason this year. That's not outside the realm of possibility.
Yeah, well, let me tell you, DK actually just put it in our chat. I got two guys that I've identified. If you remember early on when we were talking about undrafted guys, I like the kid out of Alabama. He's a hometown kid out of Havity Grace. Unless something's changed in the roster, he's still here, right? Darian Dalcourt.
Yeah, the center.
Yeah, and I know he's
as a center. Yeah.
Well, okay, so they got him as a center there on ESPN. They got him as a guard.
Okay.
And so, look, just being that he went to Alabama, and as far as I could read, like, he has some limitations, but it was really about his health.
Mm.
So if a guy can get over a lot of that, he was, you know, went from Havity Grace to Alabama down to Tuscaloosa. That means you got the physical ability to play in the SEC, right? And if you can play in the SEC, you can probably play in the NFL. I'm not saying
just anywhere in the SEC, Bama.
Right, exactly. Right, yeah. So if you can play at Alabama, you probably got a decent shot at playing in the NFL, at being able to have the physical gifts to translate to the NFL. Now, there's a lot of other things that count, but I got my eyes on him, and I got my eyes on Jones because he's, if I'm not mistaken, once again. But he's the guy with the most tenure that's not a lock in that room, right? So those are my two guys. I would lean towards Jones, but I wouldn't be surprised, and it'd be fun to see Dalcourt.
Yeah, yeah. It would be just the hometown thing. It would be kind of a cool – let me see here. I just want to put this up so people can kind of follow along with us, because I feel like we're saying a lot of names, and it's tough to – if you don't have the names in front of you, kind of keep up with it. But – Josh Jones, another guy.
Well,
this episode brought to you by Progressive. Whether you're driving, cooking, or doing laundry, Progressive knows the podcasts you listen to go best when they're bundled with another activity. Much like how their Progressive home and auto policies go best when they're bundled. Having these two policies together makes taking care of your insurance easier and could help you save, too. Customers who save by switching their home and car insurance to Progressive save over $775 on average. That's a whole lot of savings and protection for your favorite podcast listening activities, like going on a road trip, cooking dinner, and even hitting the home gym. Yep, your home and your car are even easier to protect when you bundle your insurance together. Find your perfect combo. Get a home and car insurance quote at progressive.com today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $779 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Chart, Glenn. Instead of roster.
Well, the problem is, on depth chart, they only show so many people. That's the problem. And they don't show like they don't go that far back.
Okay, I see.
They'll show like four people, and then here we go. All right, so guard. Oh, actually, it did go back pretty far. Okay, this is better than I was expecting it to go. Actually, this is pretty good. So they have Josh Jones right now penciled in as the backup right guard, which to me he was brought in and labeled as a tackle, but that adds even more confusion to this list and who's actually competing, but. I think you're right in that Cleveland Voorhees and Saleh are the only guard guarantees to make this roster. Now, I guess it could be possible that Cleveland could just completely pee down his leg. And I don't see any way he gets cut. But I guess it's now injuries, of course, that's a whole nother thing. But we're talking without injuries. I think it's safe to put those three as your guards. If I think Doss, Bullock, Manning, I just don't see any avenue for those guys to make the team. I hate to say it because you want these guys to have a chance and to compete for something, but I don't see any chance those guys make it. Yeah. I think it's strictly between Cleveland, Voorhees, are the two starters. Saleh's going to be challenging for Voorhees' spot. I'm not so sure if he's challenging, but who is realistically challenging and pushing Ben Cleveland at right guard? Is it Josh Jones?
I think so.
Okay.
I think so. I think that's fair to say.
Well, Josh Jones. Let's see what this guy's. I know he's played in the NFL. Yeah. He's got more playing experience than pretty much everyone on the team.
Right.
Let's see. He's 27 years old. He was a third round pick back in 2020.
Massive human.
Yeah. He's a massive human, but aren't they all? And he played, let's see, one season for the Texans after four seasons with the Cardinals where he was drafted. But it's not showing me much more as far as his play experience. But, of course, it's a tackle, so it's not like they have stats like a traditional player. But anyway, okay, that's your biggest competition. Is that worry you that's your biggest competition? Do you wish that they had someone else pushing Cleveland? I do.
I'm kind of bummed that, like, it's crazy to say it's Ben Cleveland than a steep drop off because Ben Cleveland's already a drop off
from Zeitler. Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, what
is this? Is this almost too easy of a avenue for him to get the job? Like, are they just giving me a little bit the job? Right. When you really look at it.
Mm-hmm. But we don't know. McCary could be out there. That's the thing. They have a safety valve in that. Like, if it doesn't work out, Ben, all right, Pat, you know what I mean? Always that. And don't be surprised if that happens. So he'll still have a short enough of a leash because Pat can always go out there and just do the job better.
Yeah. But as you can see, guys, I mean, you hate to see it, but at this time of year, it's got to feel like almost like a, I don't want to say lost cause. Is that too bad? Is that too harsh of a word, Jimbo? Like, is there any, like, I don't know how there's any way some of these guys could make the roster. I mean, they'd have to play.
Right. It's all about practice squad, right?
I guess so. Yeah. I guess your goals have to be a little different. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Not the journey. Right.
So, yeah, it looks like it's those. Voorhees has more competition with Saleh, but even that, like, man, it just, I kind of wish they would have brought in
somebody
to push these guys, even if they want them to have the job, just to put a little fire under their ass. You know what I mean? It just seems like There's not a lot of competition for Voorhees or Cleveland.
Right. Well, and look, if Rosengarten takes the job, we still don't know if Falele gets a shot inside.
I just find it hard to believe. I mean, I hear you, but did you think he is anywhere near the athleticism that it's necessary to pull and to run like that?
If Ben Cleveland has it, Falele is way more of an athlete than Ben Cleveland. He moves way more athletically. There's no way you could even put him out at tackle if he didn't have...
But the whole problem at tackle is he wasn't quick enough to handle
tackle,
the speed guys.
That's what
tackle.
I mean. But he had, like, you would never in life put Ben Cleveland at tackle.
Didn't he play a little right tackle in his
in the preseason? I think he did.
Yeah.
But like, good. Glenn, how deep would you have to go in the depth chart to say, hey, Ben Cleveland, you know what I'm saying?
Well, because you'd have to help him literally every single play.
You know, so that's my thought is that like, I see what you're saying. He's like borderline athletic enough to be a starting tackle, but that's a way that borderline starting tackle is way more athletic than, you know, in my take than a guard. Anybody you're willing to put out on an island like that for an extended period of time.
That's true.
Has, you know, has some movement to get it done, I think, on the inside. So,
well, let's move on then, because I think we're all kind of like, I wish they would have brought in a little bit more.
Yeah. I think I would agree. That's a common sentiment over here. You want to talk about corners?
Yeah, let's switch to corner.
Corner.
Let's see. There.
Say that.
Oh, look at that. Okay, so this is pretty cool. This is our lads, and they do a good job. So this is the depth chart as of 10-1 in 2023 last year.
They need a new name for their website.
I know. They've been around forever, though. These are like, one of the OGs.
The best name you can come up with.
Yeah, I know. What? I don't even know.
Just use a name simulation website. You could have done better than that. Anyway, all right, let's do it. Sorry.
All right, so last year, Marlon Humphrey was the starter, and Ronald Darby across from him, Rocky Sin, Brandon Stevens, Jalen Armour Davis, and Kevon Seymour, and then listed in the slot. Now, this is kind of interesting because they got Kyle Hamilton listed as a nickelback, when really I would put Arthur Maulet in that category, but I'm putting Kyle Hamilton with the safeties. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I agree.
And so – with that being said, let's see. That's Darby, then Marlon, then Rock. So it's 3, 6, 7 corners is what I see, right? Is that what you see too?
2, 3, 4, 5, 6. You said 7?
Yep.
Name them. I got Seymour, Stevens, Humphrey, Darby, Rock, Armour Davis.
And Arthur Maulet is at the bottom.
Oh, and Arthur Maulet, correct.
Yeah. So they got 7 corners. And typically it's 6 or 7 is what they keep. And it really depends on how many safeties and the versatility that they have at safety that depends that or determines that. So let's say they keep 7, which is on the high end, but let's just say they keep 7. From this group, what they currently have, Stevens, Wiggins, and Tampa, those are all 3 locks, right? Is that okay to say?
Yeah.
All right. So we got 3 locks right there. I think Marlon's a lock.
Yeah.
If for nothing else, his salary.
Yeah.
So I'm up to...
Ooh. Yes, he's a lock for his salary. He's a lock because Marlon Humphrey is a damn good football player, Glenn.
Oh, yeah. He's a good player. But I'm saying even if you don't... because I know there's a lot of people who are like, I'm not buying into it.
Right.
But even if you aren't, just his salary means he ain't going nowhere.
Yeah. What do you think Pepe? You think Pepe's a lock? Because he wasn't on that last list because he was on IR.
Yeah, I don't know if Pepe's a lock, but Arthur Maulet's a lock, so that's 5.
Arthur Maulet's a lock, yep.
So I'm at 5 locks with Stevens, Wiggins, Tampa, Maulet, and Humphrey. So there's only 2 spots left for Armour Davis, Trayvon Mullen, Christian Mathieu, Kadar Holman, Pepe Williams. Is that all? Let me just make sure under the roster, because sometimes in a position group like this, they can just run out of spots on the depth chart. So there, I got a feeling there's more corners on this roster. But even if it's just those, that's 5 guys I'm up to right now. Okay, here we go. Here we go. Almost there. There we go. Corners. Yeah, Mullen.
I think that's you got
as many. I think it is. Oh, who is this? Bump Cooper.
Oh, see, you're right.
So that's another one. So we got
Bump. Can bump him right off the roster.
Yeah, Bump. Oh, that's messed up, bro. That's messed up. All right, so we got
him on the depth chart.
Oh, Trace Willing. He wasn't on there. So that's another one on there. All right. So we have seven guys competing for one or two spots.
Mm-hmm.
One or two spots. Now, I guess
and
Pepe
it's Armour Davis and it's Pepe.
Right. So then what the heck is Bump doing? What's Kadar doing?
Special
what's
teams? Christian? Well, I guess no, because that would still, like, they're still going to take the guys that are on special teams into count of the seven. So, yeah, that's not even a thing. It's, practice squad is, I guess, your only hope.
And injury.
Yeah, that's it. But, yeah, I don't see a ton of movement in this room. It's going to be filled with players we're familiar with and rookie draft picks.
Yeah, because there's Jalen Armour Davis is healthy. He makes the team. If he's not, then that's a different story, and he hasn't been. But if he's healthy, he's good enough to make the team. Same with Pepe Williams. It's the only issue has been his health. So, man, it just seems like it sucks being a guy fighting for a roster spot, man. Because I'm sure Bump, Kadar, I'm sure Trayvon, they're doing everything they can right now, right? Like they're working out, they're eating right, they're getting probably a personal trainer or something. And all that to really need an injury for you to have a chance. It's just
This is what I would say to myself. Mm-hmm. I would say the odds aren't great, but most likely along your journey, you've probably overcome worse odds.
Yeah, that's true.
You know, I would try and keep that in perspective. The odds aren't great, but I've probably been successful with worse odds.
Well, we all started with pretty tough odds. In that, I just saw a video, a little GIF, where it showed your chances.
Oh my gosh.
Of it making. We're all born winners, Jimbo. Winners.
It's one in a million, bruh. Right. But I mean, look, I think if you're in the 1% of your profession, you've already overcome some pretty crazy odds already.
For sure.
You know? Yeah. So yeah, anyway, that's what I would just keep trying to tell myself.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, they've been told, you know, that they can't probably their whole lives. So yeah, that's a good point. It's a good way of looking at it. Yeah. I want to throw this up here, if that's okay with DK. Asmodeus comment here. He says, what's up? What's up, y'all, for your protein needs? Jimbo, this is a perfect transition to take a quick break from this and talk about something else that you wanted to talk about.
Sure.
He said, I'm on a 1776 push-up / 50-mile run over the course of this month and a 4-week HIIT challenge. Not sure what the HIIT challenge means, but for Wounded Warrior,
well, it's like a high intensity workout.
Okay. Yeah. For Wounded Warrior and Soldier Suicide Prevention.
Awesome.
Join or donate for the cause. Well, yeah, first of all, a fantastic cause, and certainly, wishing you luck in supporting such a fantastic cause. But Jimbo, what do you think about the challenge? You know, you're the resident runner here. 50 miles over the course of a month. What do you think, Jimbo?
Oh, you got this, dude.
Yeah.
I mean,
how about you?
That's what me 50 miles in a month?
Yeah.
I mean, I'm going to do 250 this month.
Oh, all right.
I mean, if I'm just, but that's just, it's just different, right?
That's a lot of push-ups, though.
I'm not doing a 4-week high intensity training challenge. I would like to. That would be awesome. That's my next goal in life, to be a true hybrid athlete. I want to be able to run a sub 25K and turn around and bench something ridiculous. Right. That's my next
goal. That would
goal.
Be kind of sick. Yeah.
Yeah. So anyway, this is awesome. Look, as much hate as he gets, I don't care. One of the best ultra runners of all time, David Goggins, started because he wanted to donate to the soldier suicide prevention. This is freaking awesome. So shout out to Asmodeus. We appreciate it.
Yeah, and Asmodeus, if you could throw any type of link or anything up in the chat, you don't have to super chat it. We'll certainly throw it up there and give it an opportunity for people to join or donate. But this also brings up another discussion we've been having on the show, guys. And I need to know the chat's opinion. Tanja, I'm leaning on you. I haven't seen Don C, but I'm leaning on some of our regulars to...
Yeah, to be the voice of reason.
To be the voice of reason.
Dude, Jimbo, you're going to bet on someone else.
Let me just say this.
Go ahead.
Jimbo has a belief that no one... Now, hold on. Are we extending this to the 90 man?
I don't care who it is.
Okay. All right. That's fair.
Not a chance.
Jimbo has said that no one on the 90-man roster right now could beat him in a 5K race.
A 5K race.
5K.
I didn't say 800. Nope. I didn't say even a 1 mile. There's probably a few corners or wide receivers that might be able to like grunt through a 1 mile, really like grit and bear their teeth and get through it. But Glenn, there is zero chance this happens.
Zero chance.
Zero chance. First of all, because I would bet of all the guys that are currently Ravens, under 5% of them have ever run 3.2 miles.
Now, hold on.
Consecutively.
Can we at least agree that a lot of these guys ran track? Now, whether they did sprints, they ran track.
I don't think a lot is the right word.
Well, most of the guys that are high-level football players do track in the offseason in order to help.
Sure, that's totally fine. The longest competition in track, what? It's the, what, the two-miler?
I don't even know.
And none of these guys are two-mile competitors. You ever seen a two-miler runner? They don't look like football players.
We need RG3 on here. Are you beating RG3 today?
In a 5K, I would destroy RG3 in a 5K.
What? We don't know.
In a 5 kilometer. That's all I'm saying. He would beat me. He would look, he would kill me in the first mile. Guaranteed. He'd probably run like a 5 flat, right?
Yeah.
And he's gonna be dead. He's gonna be.
But how do you know he doesn't run more than that? How do you know? How do you know that RG3 doesn't run like you run?
There's a slight possibility.
Okay. Or even if he doesn't run like you run, what if he just runs half of what you run, which would still be plenty for a 5K?
There's a slight possibility.
But you seen him race that Falcon, honestly.
What'd you say?
Did you see RG3 beat that Falcon in a race?
Well, how long was the race, though?
DK, put it on!
No,
DK, put it on! DK!
This is what I'm saying, Glenn. Oh, my gosh.
DK, you're not supposed to be on one side or the other. I need you to be helping the show, and I need you to put that race on the screen pronto.
Look, this is any of you, if you've look, let me just back up and explain myself.
Exactly.
Number
Tank.
One,
see that Tank? RG3 could be a long distance runner. We don't know.
Sure. We don't know. You're talking about RG3.
And now you're talking about 90 guys on the roster of the Ravens who are, by the way,
actively.
Yeah.
Trying to become the best NFL players that they can, which has absolutely nothing to do with running a 5K. RG3 is retired. He can do whatever the hell he wants. Different scenario.
Okay, but as Tan just said, these are 1%er athletes.
Yep. But it's not that they don't have the ability. If you gave them 30 days, if you gave the best, the guys that could run a post sub 6 mile today is probably half the run, the wide receivers and half the corners. That's probably, I don't think any of the, because the thing is that they carry so much muscle mass that needs so much oxygen, Glenn, and that would cramp up so badly in a distance at 5 kilometers, forget about it. But some of the guys that are built a little different, if you gave them 30 days, wholeheartedly, I believe that half of them would beat me. But just right now, there's no chance, because I'm laying down three sixes, huh?
How much does age play a factor?
Well, this is the other thing I was going to say.
Not younger than you.
Oh, it doesn't matter. Look, running is the most, let me tell you why, it's the most beautiful thing, because from the time you're as a man, you're at your physical distance running peak at 19 years old, okay?
Okay.
You can keep scaling as in speed, right? You're at your physical, your opportunity to put your most output at 19, you can keep scaling up. And then at the same pace that you scale up, you scale down. So I'm butchering the math here. What I'm trying to say is that
dumb this down for me. I'm not that smart.
At 60, so if you scale up year over year from 19 and then start at a certain age to scale back down, by the time you're 64 years old, speed-wise, you can have the same output as a 19-year-old if you are a well-trained runner. Absolutely. Dude,
at
look,
the same time that you were at 19?
No. Anybody, all of us. Yeah. But look, dude, there's a 55-year-old, fastest 55-year-old in the world, just ran
about one of one. I'm talking
211, about 211 marathon. He splits like a 5:20. He's 55. He's double me almost.
I mean, I hear you.
I'm telling you, dude, there's no chance that any of these guys are putting down.
They're high level competitors too. They are high level competitors.
But think about
it. How much does that competitive side go, I'm pushing through the pain I'm putting my body
through? But if your hamstring cramps, you're done. If your lungs are burning, you're I mean, what are you going to do?
You run.
I'm telling you, dude, I just
is Justin Tucker your most, your scariest competition?
No, I think I would be most nervous about Nate Wiggins.
Because he's so thin. Okay.
So thin.
Yeah.
That his
no
his
extra
economy,
weight on that.
Yeah, dude. His economy of movement has to be stupid. Right? Yeah. Like, he's just got to move so effortlessly. But look, dude,
Sean thinks Tucker would be good too. Look at that. You see that?
Anyway, I feel very confident, Glenn. Very, very confident that no guy right now off the streets from the Ravens is going to beat me in a 5K. In a mile race, a lot of guys would probably beat me. But I'm telling you, dude, so mile three.
You're beating Zay, no questions asked, easy.
Yeah, for sure. Because look, he's just not doing it. He's not doing it enough. It's the experience of the thing. He'll get to 2 miles and he'll be.
Do you think these guys do cardio? What do you think their cardio is for one of the most
like their
guys?
Routine? They never run a mile consecutively, guaranteed.
Never.
No chance. Yeah.
This episode brought to you by Progressive. Whether you're driving, cooking, or doing laundry, Progressive knows the podcasts you listen to go best when they're bundled with another activity. Much like how their Progressive home and auto policies go best when they're bundled. Having these two policies together makes taking care of your insurance easier and could help you save, too. Customers who save by switching their home and car insurance to Progressive save over $775 on average. That's a whole lot of savings and protection for your favorite podcast listening activities, like going on a road trip, cooking dinner, and even hitting the home gym. Yep, your home and your car are even easier to protect when you bundle your insurance together. Find your perfect combo. Get a home and car insurance quote at Progressive.com today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $779 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Like, no chance. They're doing sprints. They're doing explosive stuff.
Nate Wiggins
stuff.
Is beating you, though, for real. Honestly.
No. Right now, he's not beating me. Right now, if you gave him 30 days, he would beat me.
How big of a lead is he going to have if he just tears ass off?
1 mile? So how fast do you think he can run 1 mile? Realistically, what'd you say?
Sub six, dude.
That's right. I'm running a 5:30. How much faster is he running a 5:30?
He's running 4:30. No, I have no idea. I have no idea. But all I'm saying, that's what I'm saying, is we just don't know. Look at Zay running up that hill, dude.
Yeah, but what happens after the hill? That's what I'm saying.
He takes a little rest. He takes a little rest at the top of the hill. Not much.
All I'm saying is that I do think there are some guys that would probably beat me 1 mile to maybe 2 miles. Dude, that third mile is a different monster.
Okay. All right.
That's all I'm saying.
We're going to have a – next time we have a player on, I'm going to ask him. Okay.
Oh, for sure. Okay, let's see the Hawk, DK. I ain't worried about RG3.
This guy says he's beating
ass.
This guy. He's beating this guy?
In a 3 mile race, Glenn is so gaslighting this whole thing,
bruh. How fast is the Hawk?
Look, what is he running? Let's see.
All right, so far, Tampa the Hawk, he's gliding to a victory.
Okay, the Hawk doesn't even know he's racing.
I think the Hawk won. I
hey, it looked like I was seeing the Griffin before.
It looked like to me the Hawk won.
He ain't never. I didn't go early. He ain't never seen a griffin before. Half lying.
And
half
he's doing people. This in
Let's
a
go.
Suit.
Now listen, listen.
No,
listen.
He's.
Are you okay, Hamstring?
Okay.
Everything's good.
I think the Cowboys just called me.
first of all, no one's calling you. You're still working here with me. And Susie, I don't. Right now.
There's a very small chance.
We all won because RG didn't get hurt.
That I beat him in a 1 mile right now. There's a very, very small chance of that. I don't know. He might not be able to lay down a 5:30, but I would bet that he could probably like grit his teeth and get through a 5:30 mile. I don't know. But all I'm saying is that, dude, I'm telling you, it's a different monster. You get 3 miles in, you get 2.5 miles in.
Well, Alex Cordova says he's beating you.
Alex, you better stop, bro. look, I tell you what, Alex back in his cross country days would kick my trash in a 3 mile race.
But not today.
Nah, not a chance. Today. He knows it.
Okay.
No, if he trained for it, he could beat me.
All right. Okay.
Anyway. Woo, I'm sweating over here, dude.
I love that. Get fired up, dude.
We need to bring one of these guys out here. Look, they're going to say, it's like, they're going to be like 12 laps. We're doing 12 and a half laps around the track. What?
Yeah.
Well, and I that's think like a walk in the park, distance-wise, for me.
I think we need to start challenging Ravens publicly on X, on Instagram.
Oh.
And make it a live stream. You know what I mean?
And Sean this would be the problem, though, Glenn, for them. If we start challenging them and I'm purposefully training for this thing to not be embarrassed.
Yeah, you might mess up what they got going on because then they might have to train.
And they're not going
to
train for it because it's their actual job. But I would train for it for the sake of my dignity, right?
I got Cole Jackson dusting your ass.
Ain't no way Lamar Jackson would look at this thing like, why am I doing this? Oh, Cole, stop.
You got the wrong Jackson. I'm talking Cole Jackson, the Canadian brother. That's right. You're in trouble, dude. And I'm going to give him some nipple tape so he don't have to bleed through his shirt. Okay?
Okay. Hey, look, I'll take that bet.
All right. Well, we're going to have to set something up, man, because this is crazy, dude. This is the top 1%.
Yeah, okay, but look, if I qualify for Boston, am I not the top 1% of the 1% of people in the world that run a marathon?
If you do.
All right. Well, it's only a matter of when, right?
Oh, I love that.
If.
Jimmy, you're not even the best runner in your own family, so stop it.
I think I am now. I think I am now. Low-key. Right. This is the last thing I'll say. My uncle was talking to me about my sister the other day and how fast she's running, and I wanted to be like, bro, you know how much longer and faster I run than that woman? I love my sister to death. She's an incredible runner. I think I'm the best runner in the family now.
Okay. All right. We'll see what Henry has to say about that.
That's true. It's going to kick ass.
Let's see what Henry has to say.
Way too lean, dude. He's going to be
right. No, no doubt about that. He's got to still knock off the baby fat, though. He's got a little bit of baby fat. You got to knock that off.
Oh, you haven't seen him lately. I wish he had more baby fat.
Oh, is he cut up?
Dude.
Got you. All right. Well, where should we go next, Jimbo?
All right. Well, let's get into
safety.
Safety. What else did we have?
Not fun enough. Well, we talked a little bit of wide receiver already.
Yeah, if you guys want to check out the wide receivers, I guess what I would say is go back to our last video. Really, there's only one spot, right?
Yeah, there's one spot open, and
it's
going to
be Tylan Wallace. Let's be honest.
Well, I think Tylan is the fifth guy, right? We got Bateman, Aguilar, Flowers, Devontae Walker. And yeah, Tylan Wallace is the fifth guy, right? Am I missing someone? Yeah. Aguilar.
Well, and we talked about Deontay Hardy, but we didn't put him in as a lock.
No, I'm not willing to. But yeah, no, he's the fifth guy, Tylan Wallace.
Yeah.
So the sixth guy is anywhere between Malik Cunningham, Deontay Hardy, Kadir Ismail, Keith Kirkwood, Sean Ryan, Dayton Wade, Isaiah Washington. Is the competition for one single spot. It's freaking nutty, bro. That's just so tough, man. And then even tight end, it's like we got guys who's tight end. Right. We haven't even said their names, Jimbo, because we already know it's a foregone conclusion. Poor Mike Riggerman and Riley Sharp and Scotty Washington.
Right. They have no chance.
Zero. Like,
wait, what happened to what's his face? Vorvek?
Oh, Volkolek?
Volkolek?
Where did he go? He went somewhere. I think Seattle or something, I want to say. He went. He got taken up off of our practice squad at some point last year.
Was it New England?
I can't remember. Wasn't it Travis?
It sounds like it would Vokalek? Be New England, right?
I think it was Travis Vokalek. I can probably look that up. But you know what I'm saying? Because like Kohler, likely Andrews, and Ricard, who does a lot of – there's your tight ends.
Yeah. Glenn, look, I'm throwing an audible in here, and you tell me if you don't want to do this. I want to put a pin in this. I want to come back to this. Okay. But I want to do one of two things. I like the idea of a breakout player prediction, like I put my flag down on Brandon Stevens last year.
Oh, do you have a guy?
I have a guy.
Oh, because you didn't have a guy last time.
I did. Wait, do you have a guy?
Let me come up with a guy, dude. I've been thinking about it.
Dude, I'll tell you who my guy is. And he's not your favorite Raven right now. Well, you don't have much of a bone to pick. Dude, I'm feeling that Tavius Robinson.
You've been saying that, yeah.
Is going to take big leaps and bounds this year. I tell you what, I'm excited about this kid because just looking at him, he obviously takes his training seriously, which is just a reflection of to me on how much of the rest of the stuff he's taking seriously. He looks the part. Dude already flashed last year with a lot of athleticism in moments. Mm-hmm. I think he's got all the physical gifts, and I think he's going to put it together quickly and really, really stand out in this room that needs someone to do so. I'll tell you what, Glenn, by the end of the season, we will be saying much more about Tavius Robinson than David Ajabo.
Whoa.
Book it right here. You heard it.
Damn. Okay.
Yep.
Well, see, now you've kind of backed me in the corner because that's a really good one because it's so not a guy. Like, I could sit here and say Voorhees. I could say Rashad Bateman. I could even say Adafe Owe. But those aren't, like, good ones, right? So, to me, here's mine, okay? And it's early. He's young. But I think TJ Tampa is going to be a huge impact player in our secondary. I've heard his name brought up a lot. We talked to Tez Walker. He talked about the physicality he brings to the position. And I think people are underselling what he's going to bring to this group. We know that it needs to be a big year for Marlon Humphrey. And we know what we got from Brandon Stevens, and we expect him to build on that. And Nate Wiggins is a first-round pick, so he's going to be obviously a big-time contributor. But I think TJ Tampa is going to be right up there when it comes to snap counts with Nate Wiggins, because I think TJ Tampa is just so NFL ready from a physical standpoint. Mm-hmm. And his length makes up for that lack of speed. His physicality makes up for his, you know, lack of top end speed. It just didn't show up a ton when I watched the tape that I watched, that he's just, he's always chasing. No, because he's so good at disrupting you at the line of scrimmage that you oftentimes just, you don't get that release to get away from him. He just gets his hands on you.
Do you think they'll have issues translating that to the NFL?
I don't think so, because I think what's great about the Ravens defense especially is that they just put you in a perfect position of what they think you can do right now, and we'll let you keep working on the stuff that you struggle a little bit more in practice, and then we'll slowly work that into your game as we feel more comfortable. But I think they're going to put him in a specific situation, which I think is outside. I think he's going to do a ton of work on the outside. I think they're going to let Marlon be more of an inside guy. And, yeah, watch out for TJ Tampa making an impact. But I love that Tavius Robinson one. I think there's so many guys that we could look at. But, man, that's a – and you have been mentioning him lately. That's a good one. If you're right about him too, Jimbo.
Dude, yeah, I'm feeling good about him. But I like your pick too. Anyone offensively comes to mind? Like a guy – I'm way early out on this one. But
Travis Jones is a great one for me.
Yeah, that's a great one, DK. Yeah. And you know what's crazy? I feel like no one's talking about Michael Pierce. Like the fact that he's still here and that's a thing.
He's healthy all last year.
You know what I mean? Like,
do you think people look at that as like there's no way he can be healthy again?
Nah. Like, I mean, I guess that's true. I don't look at it that way. Right. But I see what you're saying. Maybe other people are. But offensively, though, I just want to mention, dude, since we've interviewed Dayton Wade. And the way that Pat Ricard talked about him.
Oh, no. I love that guy.
Like, I'm really hoping he flashes. No knock on Tez. Like, I love the interview we did with Tez, too. But, like, as far as a guy that's more off the radar, right? Because, like, Tez is draft pick, expect to make team, things like that. But, man, Dayton Wade could splash.
He could. And he looks like the type of guy we might, you know, I don't know. There's a lot of smaller guys on the team, but not a lot of guys that – in my opinion, play the type of role he would play. Like, Tylan Wallace is a smaller guy, but I don't think he's like Dayton Wade.
That's what I'm saying. There's something about the kid. He's not the fastest. He's obviously not the tallest. He's not the biggest. But he's got incredible hands. He seems to have really great body control, sense of space. He uses every single inch of his body as far as the size that he does have. He's committed to the football. He seems, to really love the game. And he's got it in here in my mind, right? Like he said, see ball, get ball. And it's that simple to him. Whew, I can see this kid doing something. He gets me excited.
Yeah, the wide receiver position in general, man, with the hype that surrounding Malik Cunningham since his position change.
Yeah.
I keep hearing Sean Ryan being reminded, reminding us like, hey, I'm here. I'm a big guy. I'm a big target. I'm a guy who fits the body size of what you guys kept saying you needed. The missing piece is a big guy. I'm in here. I'm a big guy. And I know that Jeff Zrebick just kept mentioning him throughout his training camp notes as well as a guy who's been making plays. So, yeah, it's gonna be interesting. But do you find it easier to pick a guy on defense than offense? I mean, to me, it looks way easier.
I feel like right now, it is, because we have so many returning players on offense. I feel like we kind of got diced up on defense a little bit.
That's a good point. Now, is I guess Trenton Simpson would have been a decent prediction.
That's where I thought you were gonna go.
Yeah, I got high hopes for him. I do got high hopes for him, but I think I just wanted to go deeper. I wanted to go deeper.
Yeah, that's fair.
Robinson, that's a good one. And I really do believe in TJ Tampa.
I think
he's going to be a stud. We got to get him on the show, dude. We got to get him on the show.
What's up? Yeah, we do. We got to get TJ Tampa on the show. But I think that's where we're going to end it tonight, and we're going to continue the position battles in the next show.
Yeah.
If that's cool with you.
Yeah, I'm down.
And then what we'll do is we'll do that. I love the breakout players. Also, what we're going to do is if you could have one player from any team in the NFL add to the Ravens roster, we're going to make our picks. Amongst other things.
Jimmy said he's going to pick Pat Mahomes, guys.
No, I did not. I did not. You guys know me well enough to know that I'm way too tribal.
He said, I'll trade Mark Andrews right now for Travis Kelce and not even think twice.
And I'm the one that's sitting here and saying, I think Mark Andrews is better than Travis Kelce. I don't care how crazy I sound. I don't care. I think he's better.
I don't think it's crazy at all, dude.
I don't care what people say. It doesn't matter to me. But anyway, yeah, that's it for
starting
us.
Starting up
tonight,
trouble
folks.
Right as we're about to sign off. I love that.
See ya.
See ya. All right.